Hello, and welcome to It's a Plus Size Thing, where being mature, fabulous, and pretty is a must. We're celebrating our size and kicking negativity to the curb. I'm your host, Jaishelle Jones. Hello, everybody. I want to thank everyone for listening. Of course, you know who this is. It's Jaishelle and my show, It's a Plus Size Thing. So today's topic is younger man, older woman. I know you guys, if you follow me, you know I like younger men. So I have my man with me this time. And we're in an age gap relationship. It's a 19-year difference. So I'm just going to ask him some random questions about his experience of dating an older woman. So hi, baby.
Hey.
Oh, no, did that call me? So you okay, baby?
Yep, I'm good.
You're good? Okay, so I'm gonna ask you a question. Now, I know you've dated older women before, right?
Yeah, correct.
Correct. Okay. Have you ever dated a woman with this big of an age gap?
No, it's the first time.
Oh, for real? Mm-hmm. So the other women that you dated, older women, like what was the?
Maybe like 7, 8 years, something
like
that.
Oh, wow. So y'all, between him and I, it's a 19-year gap. I'm 49 and he's what?
30.
He's 30. So it's a 29-year age gap. Just think, when he was born, I just graduated high school. I was out of high school a whole month. I graduated in May of 92. He was born in June of 92. Just think. And in June, I was already on my way to college. So just imagine how that was. So what has the experience been dating a much, much older woman?
I really don't have a problem with it. It's a good thing because, you know, they're different from a younger woman.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they do different things. They got a little bit more experience than a younger woman. So
mm-hmm.
I haven't had a problem with it.
You haven't had a problem?
Not at all.
So if we were to break up, would you date another older woman or a younger woman? Or a woman your age?
I mean, I can't just say that, but I have it coming. If they around my age and, you know, uh-huh. we end up getting together, that's different. Or they're a little older and they still interested in me and I like them, then that's what it's gonna be.
So what attracts you? Like what makes you like, oh, I wanna date an older woman? Cause you think that a younger man your age would be like, oh, I don't date no older woman, damn near my mama age, you know?
Well, like I say again, they're different from the younger one.
I need you to elaborate. Like how, like
they ain't with all the games, you know, they do different things that the younger woman don't do.
Like what we do?
You know, they might cook, you know. It's just a lot of different.
Okay, just let y'all know, I cook for him, I cater to him. So you're trying to say that a younger woman wouldn't do that?
I wouldn't say she wouldn't do it, but you know, she wouldn't probably do it like an older woman would.
Oh, okay. So what have your friends said about you dating an older woman? Oh, or have they like, man, that's what's up, man. Keep going.
Yeah, you know? They like, it's what's up. Shit, you know, once you get an older woman, you're a younger dude, then, you know, that's a compliment.
Oh, that's a compliment.
Yeah, it's like, you got your older woman. Like, she gonna take care of you.
Oh, they gonna take it.
That's what they say.
Uh-huh. So it's like a bragging rights, right? Is what you're trying to say?
Correct.
So what you drinking on, baby? Let's tell the audience what we drinking on.
Well, I just drank a 211 and I'm on par with my son right now.
And I'm drinking, what is this?
You on strawberry vodka.
Uh-huh.
And club tail.
And I had a club tail, margarita. But what's the name of this? This some. He's going to get up and go see. Don't give me try to pronounce. It's, I'll spell it, S. V-E-D-K-A. Don't give me the line. I don't even know how to pronounce that German or
Swedka.
I get this. It's pretty good. It's strawberry lemonade, and it's pretty good. It's in a pretty bottle. I usually keep the bottle, so it's in a pretty bottle. So, you know, I know you dated older women, so did you approach them? Did they approach you? He had a laugh, y'all. Okay.
I mean, sometimes I approach them, but most of the time they always approach me.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that was my experience.
Oh, okay. How did they approach you?
I mean, they always tell me how cute I am and, you know, stuff like that.
Oh, and where did you meet these women at?
Different places.
Different places. Oh, okay.
Maybe a club or, mm-hmm. you know, bar or something. Mm-hmm. Downtown, somewhere.
Okay. So, with that an older woman, could you actually see a future with an older woman? Or is it just like a little fling, a sex thing, a little play thing?
Nah,
okay. In case y'all don't know, let me interrupt real quick. Hold on. Him and I, we've been together a whole year. So, I guess that's pretty good, huh? Because I didn't think we would be together this long. I figured it would have been I'm not going to lie, a little sex thing. You know, I'm a little boy toy. He told me something. So, could you see yourself married to a woman as a big, significant age gap?
Yeah, it don't bother me.
So age doesn't bother you?
It don't bother me at all.
Really?
As long as you're not young to where I'm going to jail, then, you know, we all good.
So you could see yourself long-term with a woman 19 years, 20 years older than you?
Of course. I mean, it's nuts. And, you know, it's just the way that she makes me feel.
So. Oh, okay. So you have to be attracted to the woman?
Of course.
Of course.
If we're in a real relationship and she's an older woman, I got to be very attracted to her. For me to just be with her.
Like sexually attracted to her or just in general? Like it could be her smile. It could be, you know. Okay. So you think like with dating an older woman, she, you know, inspires you, encourages you to do things on your side versus a younger woman all about herself?
Correct.
Correct. You think younger women are mostly about themselves? Like, everybody, he's Cody. He's not stingy with his money. So don't think like I'm just paying, you know, I'm sugar mama. No, we do for each other. I put it like that. We do for each other. Yeah, but I know these young girls, they're all about that bag. So, no. You're not gonna.
I'm just saying, yeah, you're right.
They're about the back. And I know, you know what they say, you gotta pay to play. Mm-hmm. So, an older woman, I mean, you gotta pay to play. A younger woman, you have to pay to play.
Well, I mean, like I say, older women, they do different things than younger women. They ain't down for all the games. They gonna encourage you to do different stuff.
Yeah.
You know.
Okay.
As a certain age, that sex drive get high.
So you're trying to say the sex drive?
I mean, I got an older soul, so an older woman fits me than a younger woman.
Mm-hmm.
Any day. So.
Yeah. But I guess everyone that's listening, don't get it twisted. I don't have an old soul. He's more older than I am because I'm listening to music. I'm bumping, you know, Lil Baby. I'm listening to, you know, Quavo and Amigos and Drake and you know, I'm listening, and he's listening to
I'm on Johnny Taylor, Marvin Cease. Yeah. You know what I'm talking about?
He's listening to the blues, and the reason why I don't listen to all that because I was raised on that. I'm like, I don't want to hear all that anymore. So, but but we compliment each other though. Because I don't want a younger man that's in the streets, in the clubs, just doing the most. So you fit me very well. You compliment me very well.
I say I did all that and I'm still young. I'm only 30, but
that's what I'm saying. You don't,
I don't have to go to the club.
You don't
just to have a good time because I feel like I've done all that back then. I used to go out all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, and you can be faithful and all that good
I
stuff too.
I can be faithful in everything. I can stay at home with my woman.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. That's what's up. Like, again, y'all, this is Jay Shell. This is a plus size thing. And my guest is my boo, Cody. and we're talking about younger man, older woman. I know if you follow me on my Facebook page, I've done skits about that. So, but we've been together a whole year. It was a year this past August, and I'm happy with him. I can't see myself with somebody. Oh, here's something to say. What you got to say?
And why you into younger dudes?
Oh, okay.
And it's a 19-year,
age gap. Okay. The reason why I like younger guys because they make me feel young. And I'm not going to lie, it's an ego boost when a younger man is attracted to me. I like that. It's like, wow.
That's the opposite. I feel like if an older woman attracted to me, that's just, it's the same as...
It's an ego boost. Because I say, we're good looking people. I'm not going to say, we're good looking people. But with me being much older, after a while, it's like, dang, are these guys really attracted to me? And then when a younger man is attracted to to me, it's a real big ego boost. Because you think a younger man...
So you want to think the younger man will play games since he's a younger man?
I'm not going to lie. I thought that. Yeah, I would think that. Because I've dated other younger guys, and they were full of games. And I used to tell myself, I'm not dating any more younger men. Excuse me. But I've dated guys my age and older, and I just don't be feeling them like that. They're cool. Don't get me wrong. Older men, don't get it wrong. Don't get it twisted. I mean, I'll date them too, but I just like dating younger men. I know some people think that it's a control thing. That I'm running an older, younger man, and you better do what I say, dude. No, it's not so much that, because I give him much respect. I give him, even though he's younger than me, he's still the leader in our relationship. So if you...
I mean, as long as I don't really act my age, yeah. Even though I'm young, but still, I really don't act my age.
You don't act your age. No, you don't. But I will say, at times, I'm like, because people always say, oh, age is just a number. But in certain scenarios, I'm like, yeah, I can tell he's younger than that. Because there's something I'm like, hey, you think you know better. Come on. What is, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, age does play a role. I wouldn't say all the time, but just certain things, it's like.
Now, I'm going to say, I've been with older women, but this is the first time that I've been with an older woman that this much age gap.
A big, yeah.
This the first time.
Yeah. So the ones that you had less of an age gap, how long did that relationship last?
I mean, a few months, I guess.
Oh, really? So why do you think that we last so, a whole year?
Well, I like older women. You like younger guys. So
yeah, but you were in a relationship with her. That one was older and you were younger. Did they?
Yeah, but we weren't that much apart. Much age difference.
Yeah, but you would think that would work.
I mean, we was closer than me and you are closer.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm saying. Now, for me to be in a relationship with somebody that's 19 years older than me, it's a little different. But you don't act your age. You don't look your age. Mm-hmm.
I'm saying. I mean, we've been together a whole year. And you dated women that were older. And y'all were, 5-10 year age gap. So why didn't that last? You know what I'm saying? Like why?
I mean, because they were still on a, I guess you could call it the younger thing. Because they were still young themselves. It was just okay. In their 20s, But they were still young, but they still acted like two.
So they were in their 20s and you were like in your teens then?
Like 19, 18.
Okay, so they were, okay, I said like that. So.
If I was 23, 26.
Or, I can ask, okay.
Something like that.
Yeah.
But 30, then 49, that's a big age difference.
So
but you don't act like you don't look like it. So uh-huh. That's why we connect.
That's why we connect. So, I'm not trying to jinx anything, but if we were to break up, would you date someone?
Would I date somebody that's older?
Right, like 19, 20 or something?
19 to 20 years old?
Oh, right.
Like a younger?
No, older. Like, I mean, like, okay, like, it's 19 year difference between us. Would you date another woman, maybe 20 or 19? I mean, would you date another woman, you know, with the same age gap?
I mean, I would.
Yeah.
I would.
Cause were you shocked that it was a big age gap between you and I?
I was, because I never thought you was that old. I thought you was really like in your late 30s.
Ooh, Lord Hammers, he get some kudos for that, honey. Thank you, because baby, nobody is
trying. You was 48 at the time.
I know, at the time, yes, 48. Okay, so y'all know, I've been knowing Cody for like, what, 4 years? It'll be 5 years in March. So we've been knowing each other, working together. Well, yeah, that's another story. We'll come back with that one. But yeah, that's another episode. We'll come back with that. Couples dating each other at the job. That's another one. So, but yes, we did meet each other at work. I knew him 4 years first, but, and then just this past year, we, you know, started dating and everything. But everything's been pretty cool. I mean, I know I can be something else. I know, but overall, Cody's a good guy. You know, he spoils me, he caters to me, he's very attentive, and just as sweet as he can be. But I'm not gonna lie, sometimes he does some things, it's like, yeah, you about 30 something. Yeah. No, but overall, I really don't have anything to complain about. Like, you know, as far as if he's curious about thinking about cheating, I don't. I trust him. I do.
Yeah, I trust you too.
You trust me too, and that's good. Yeah. And I do. I think, you know, I know people are like, well, dang, would y'all get married? I mean, I would. I mean, why not?
Yeah, I love being with an older woman because he could probably show me a lot of different things. Mm-hmm. Tell me a lot of different things.
Mm-hmm.
He schooled me on stuff that I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Because he done been around way longer than mm-hmm. I have. You
know? Yeah.
So,
with us being together, you think you've learned anything? Or like, okay, I know that I do this, I know, you know, like.
I mean, a few times.
Cause okay, y'all. Cause everyone knows that I'm into my fashion. I'm into, as I say, you know, modeling and acting. So I know we're different as far as that type of genre, type of thing. You know, cause he doesn't do what I do. So he's very laid back, y'all. I mean very, very laid back. He's not into the clubs or anything. So we are different, but we, you know. So have you ever dated a woman that's like myself?
Not really.
Yeah.
Not really.
Not really. No. You know,
you're one of a kind. So.
I'm one of a kind.
Yeah, you set up different.
Huh?
You set up different.
I'm set up because he says I'm set up different. He said, I'm set up. I mean, yeah, because I know my mom, she's like, what does Cody think about you doing this? You know, you're acting. And stuff. I said, Cody doesn't really say much. You really don't. I mean.
I mean, no, like I said, that's good. I'm glad you're doing it. It's good for you, you know, whatever. But I really don't have nothing to say because that's what you've been doing really before I came in the picture. So I'm not going to knock you and try to stop you from doing it.
So, I mean, are you interested in what I do, or is this like...
It don't bother me. That's fine.
He doesn't even ask, like, different things. Like, I do stuff, you know? It's just like... He's like, okay.
Man, that's what you got set up, you know?
Uh-huh.
I'm not gonna try to bring you down.
Yeah, okay. So, overall, you're cool with me?
Yeah, I don't have a problem with you.
You don't have a problem?
I trust you. I'm attracted to you.
Uh-huh. So, okay, so you're attracted to me. What? Y'all should see how he's looking. So, what attracted to you to me?
Everything, your sense of humor, you know.
Okay. I'm playful, y'all. You know what I'm saying? I'm not the typical 49-year-old. I like to joke, and I'm telling you, I don't feel 49.
I don't look at
it. Oh, well, thank you. Yeah, he's trying to earn them brownie points. You want something later, huh? Is that what it is?
I mean, if that's available,
so what attracted you at first? Like, I know men are visual, so Oh, yeah, he's blushing. He's blushing.
I mean, you know, you already look good. You cute to me or whatever.
Okay.
Then you got the gap.
You know? Oh, he's trying to get between my teeth. Okay.
Then you thick with it too.
Oh, thick with it. Okay. Okay.
Oh, and I was in love with the lips. So yeah, it's a lot.
Yeah.
And you gave me the time of day. And you the age you are. Yeah.
How was that? I mean, just trying to approach someone my age. Are you thinking like, dang, should I approach this woman?
I thought about it 1,000 times. But I just was nervous because we worked at the same job, and I didn't want you to turn me down.
Because that would have been kind of awkward for you, huh?
Of course. And I go back to work the next day and just know you turned me down. It's like,
you know. Yeah, because I was interested when I first saw you. I was like, who is that? Okay. I said, And then when you and our supervisor at the time had that conversation, he told me, you know, you said your age. I'm like, what?
And I remember that day like yesterday when he asked me. I didn't even want to answer the question. Because I knew you were sitting up there, and I knew that's what I like.
Yeah, because a lot of times I'm sitting there at my desk. I had my headphones in, but I was trying to hear what this conversation was. And when I, what was the age? I guess it was what?
It was 25 at the time.
Just think, 25 at the time. Now I'm way up in my 30s. This man, I'm like, oh, I didn't realize he was that young.
He was about 44, right?
Is that about right? Is that girl?
Yeah, you was 44.
I almost said girl, but yeah, don't give me a count on my fingers now.
Cause I'm telling you, you were 44.
I was 44, yeah, and you were 25. Oh my God.
You 49 now, and I'm 30. When he asked me, I was just, it made me feel some type of way because I didn't want to answer the question. Because I know you were sitting over there.
Yeah.
And I was like, man, I'm trying to get with that, but you know.
25, y'all, and I'm 44.
This is going to be just like, no, she don't want to fuck with me.
And you never thought like, or I know some people think like, well, guys date older women because they have mommy issues. You think you have mommy issues? Like,
no.
Like,
well, what you mean by that?
Like, your mom wasn't really in the picture, or she didn't show you a lot of love, and you know, because I was raised with a lot of love, and I baby my kids like, oh, this is my baby, give me a baby, you know, and I do him like that, you know, he's my poo-poo, I know, oh Lord, he's my poo-poo, and I baby him, I mean, how does that feel, like, do you, I mean, because if you don't like that, I won't do that anymore, but.
That don't bother me.
No.
That don't bother me. I mean, overall, you're a good woman. Then you know, you spoiled me with the cooking. You know, I mean, you tell me you don't really cook, but you do it for me. So that makes
right.
me this type of way.
Yeah, because anyone that's really close to me knows that Jay Shell doesn't cook like that. I mean, I will, yes, but I don't need a man to pressure me into cooking. Because that's a turnoff to me. Like, if I want to cook for you, I'll cook for you. I don't need you to, you know how to cook. I need you in the kitchen to cook. Look here, don't do that.
I mean, it's a lot of times I wanted you to cook, but I didn't say it because I don't know.
Oh, for real? I didn't know
like,
that.
Felt like cooking. So
I didn't know that.
We went to go get something to eat.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, because I didn't say it.
How come you never said it?
Because I don't want you to feel like you just said it. Like, you like, oh, he pressured me.
So you mean to tell me there's times that you wanted me to cook and you...
Yeah.
Huh? Yeah. Nuh-uh. Even when we first, when we first got together, I was cooking kind of, sort of, no?
Yeah.
I mean, I know we eat out or whatever.
Now I'm used to it. So it's like, if you don't do it, I ain't gonna trip, but I'm used to it. Yeah.
So wait a minute, so, hold on now, let's get back on this cooking. You said what? You like, do you cook or not? Like,
what you mean? Like I said, it's times I wanted you to cook.
Uh-huh.
But I didn't say nothing. We just went to go get something to eat. I mean, I know you had just got off of work and, you know, and now I'm the one want you up in there cooking like that.
Yeah.
So, we went to go get something to eat.
Okay.
But that's something new to me because, you know, young girls don't really cook like that.
Really?
You know, shit, you ask them to cook you something to eat, they get upset.
You experienced that?
Of course.
Like,
oh, can you make me say, oh, I'm tired of this and that. But you get out working zone and just go right in.
Oh, yeah, because I get off work and I still cook you something.
Yeah, I mean, that's different to me.
Really?
Of course.
Oh.
That's an age difference, too.
Oh, yeah? So you trying to say that younger women don't really cater to you?
Not really.
Not really?
Mm-mm. Not the ones I ran into. So.
Really?
Yeah.
But you're not the only one, because I know I was talking to this other gentleman that he has a podcast. Matter of fact, his name is Josh Straight Up. What's up? What's up? Y'all check him out as well. And we were conversing on the phone because he wanted me to be on his podcast too. And I said, hey, you know, we can cross, you know, you can be on mine and whatever. And I was telling him, hey, that's great. You know, he was telling me all of his accomplishments. I was like, oh, you doing that? That's awesome. Congratulations. I'm so proud. I don't even know this guy. And you know what he told me? He said, wow. I said, what you mean? He said, my woman, she didn't even compliment me. I don't even know you. And you're like, I'm proud of you. Congratulations on your accomplishment. He said, my woman doesn't even compliment me. And I'm like, he said, we've been together for a long time. And she, now once if she ever, you know, babe, you're doing a good job. And thank you for doing this. Appreciative. Nothing. I'm like, are you serious? So have you experienced that being with a woman? Like you do things for her and she doesn't say like, babe, I appreciate everything you do for me.
I didn't experience that a lot.
Huh?
I didn't experience that a lot.
For real?
Yeah, I just look at it as you just ungrateful, you know.
So you mean to tell me you go out of your way for this woman that you're with and she doesn't say, babe, I appreciate what you're doing for me?
Exactly.
Uh-uh.
Every now and then.
Wow. I hear a lot of guys that have said that. Because I, you know, a lot of my friends, they have girlfriends or wives, and they're like, nah, she doesn't.
It's like when I first started coming over, you made me feel at home.
Mm-hmm.
Like you never made me feel different.
Mm-hmm.
You made me feel exactly like I was at home.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a good thing.
Yeah. I don't know. I guess I was raised, like, if someone, people don't have to do anything for you. So when they do something for you, be appreciative. Like, this little thing that you do for me, thank you, baby, for doing that. I mean, I don't have a problem, you know, doing any of that. But I hear a lot of guys, the woman wants all the compliments and all the, you know, in a relationship, it's like the woman, it's just her, just me. And I'm like, no, you have a man too.
Now, I'm going to say this. I had one past relationship to where I went in. Really into the person, so they really never got a compliment. So I know they probably felt some type of way, but if I'm not attracted to you, you won't really get no compliment. So, you know, I'm attracted to you, so I give you compliments all day. It don't bother me because you're the person I want. So,
yeah, I mean, you do give me compliments and everything. And I try to show
affection and stuff and everything.
Yeah, because you're very affectionate. That's my thing. You're very affectionate.
Because I'm really into you.
Uh-huh.
If I wasn't, I wouldn't be doing it.
Really?
Yeah, for real.
So if we were in a relationship and you weren't even attracted, like, why be in a relationship? Like, what are you getting out of that?
Well, you know, things happen. So to where you probably try the relationship and it got to another level, but you still not into the person like that, but something.
But what? But it's like, why waste your time? Like, look, we tried it. I'm not into you, so I'm on to the next. You know, like,
I mean, sometimes the person can be around so long to where you're just used to them being there too.
Now, what it is, that woman is doing stuff for you. You don't want to let that go. That's what that is.
Yeah, that's too. Yeah.
Yeah, either she's giving you money, or you get supplying a place to stay, and you dealing with that. No, yeah, because I'm not gonna be with somebody. I'm just saying, I'm not gonna be with a man that I'm not attracted to him. I've been there. I've given guys, like, they hit me like, I want to really date you. I'm like, okay, well, let's go on a date. And I don't want them touching me. I'm like, don't you feel that? Don't you see? I'm not attracted to you. So I can't see myself just in a relationship with a guy. And I mean, I've had opportunity to be with guys with money. I just can't take one for the team. I'm sorry. I don't care how much money you have. I have to be attracted. I don't want you touching me. I don't like you like that. And I don't want you touching me.
I mean, you know? If you're not really attracted to the person, then, I mean, the sex won't even be good.
Of course not. I don't even want it in me. I don't want you, no. I'm just saying, if I'm not attracted to you, I don't, no, honey, I don't want to have sex with you. I just can't do that. I'm just set up that way.
In one of my past relationships, I wasn't attracted to a person like that.
But you stayed in the relationship,
but
though.
I stayed in the relationship.
Because what was she doing for you? She was doing something for you, right? Supplying a place, over a roof over your head or something?
Yeah, she was there, but, you know, she was warm my cup of tea, so.
So why were you there?
It was just something to do at the moment.
What? Yeah. Were you living with the woman?
Yeah.
That's what I'm trying to get at. For you not to be attracted to her and for you to stay in that relationship, she was supplying something. So she was supplying a roof over your head.
She was good to me. So she pretty much baited me in. But I still went into her like that. And I didn't know it was going to go that far.
How can she bait you in? I mean, you see how, okay, so what, she just, you met her, what they call it?
When I met her, I was at my look like low point at the time.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
And then the stuff she was doing for me, it was like, okay, you know, this woman, she here.
So. Okay, mm-hmm.
But I still wasn't really attracted to her like that. But it went somewhere else, so it just didn't work out.
Hey, I don't know. I tried to, because this one guy, he really wanted to date me. And I was like, okay. So, first date, he had fly. I mean, he was just really catered to me. And I just, and he would try to, you know, hold my hand. And I'm thinking, I'm not attracted to you like that. And he would try. Even since we've been together, he tried. He's doing very well. And this, I'm different. I can't sleep with somebody unless I'm attracted to them or I like them. I just can't take one for the team. I cannot. Because I view sex differently. I just can't do it. Because I want to kiss you and hug you and hold you. And I'll let you know. You like, yeah, that girl don't like me. I'm like, if you be trying to tell me, like, no. So, but I'm sure you could tell I was attracted to you though, right?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, I didn't get shit either. So could you do that now? Just be with a woman because...
No, I don't want to do that no more.
You don't do that anymore here?
No, I got to really, you know, be attracted to you for me to be with you.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to just try that because, you got money. Money don't matter to me.
Right. So let me ask you this. You know, I know we met at work. Like I said, that's going to be another episode, but we're still kind of touching on it now. But if, like, you would give me snacks, like you'd go on break and you bring me like a drink and chips or whatever. So was that because you were attracted to me? Or are you just doing that because of being nice?
Well, I did that because I really wanted to.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I just asked you, I see you sitting up there. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, well, do you need anything? Because if I want to attract to you, I wouldn't never ask you, did you even need
anything? Bingo. So if you, okay, so if I was like just, I don't want to say ugly, but unattractive to you, I wouldn't get any snacks. Bump map, bean beans.
You won't get shit. I won't never even ask.
Wow,
you.
Really?
Yeah. I won't never even ask.
Really?
Yeah,
I'm telling you, he would go to the store. Like, we have our 15-minute break. And a lot of times I'm sitting there, you know, but he'll go to the store and he'll, and I don't have to ask him. He'll bring me back a drink or chips or a Slim Jim or, you know, beef jerky, anything like that. And I'm like, this man always bringing me something. And I'm thinking, like, I wonder if I was butt ugly, would he be this nice?
No.
No?
No. I mean, I won't be mean to you, but I won't be buying.
So attraction is a big thing.
That's a big thing.
It's a big thing.
Yeah, of course.
Oh. Do you think we vibe pretty well?
Yeah, I think so.
You have a good chemistry, you think?
I think so.
Yeah. Because I'm about chemistry. It's like, we have to have that vibe. We have to be able to be in sync or that same wavelength or something because... Mm-mm. And y'all, he is so quiet and I don't like loud guys. I don't like flamboyant type of men or bragging type of guys. And he's never been that type of way. He's always been real quiet. And I like that because the guys at the job, They're so extra, and they're so much. And they're guys, and I'm the only female that works at my job. And so you can imagine how this, you know, guys flirt, but you never really flirted with me like that.
No, but I wanted to.
Oh, you wanted to, huh?
I wanted to.
You wanted to?
Yeah, I just didn't want you to turn me down.
You didn't want me to turn you down?
Nah, then we work together. It'd be uncomfortable for me to come to work.
Again, y'all, I'm Jay Shell, and this is a plus size thing. And I have my boo, my baby of 1 year, Cody, on my show tonight. And we just wanted to touch bases on, you know, a younger man, older woman.